USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Chicago Democrat Mayor Lori Lightfoot announced Tuesday that she has tested positive for COVID-19. She says she is feeling fine and is experiencing cold-like symptoms. Also in the region, in-person classes for Chicagoland students will resume today. President Biden, in a planned Atlanta, Georgia speech Tuesday, called on the United States Senate to remove the filibuster and allow a simple majority to pass voting legislation, taking away the state's rights to handle their own elections. Biden's bill would make sure all elections from now on are run by the folks in Washington, D.C.
I believe the threat to our democracy is so grave that we must find a way to pass these voting rights bills. Debate them. Vote. Let the majority prevail. And if that bare minimum is blocked, we have no option but to change the Senate rules, including getting rid of the filibuster for this.
USA Radio News.
Hey, Gary, we need that tax report by tomorrow. Hey, Bobby, give me that expenses.
For Hari's accounting firm, client growth is exponential.
I know we're a couple of accountants short.
He needs whip-smart accountants at whiplash speed.
Hey, so why aren't these receivables matching up?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.